Joseph. Hold up, put your ass in the air.
That's not how
we are live.
Hey, right.
So would you rather be the smartest dumb nigga or the dumbest smart nigga? Actually, I might rather be the dumbest smart nigga.
Yeah, I'll take that.
No, you can't have that. I called it first. Yeah, so you got to be the smartest dumb nigga.
Nah, there's two choices. One of y'all got to be like one or the other.
I want to be the dumbest smart nigga.
All right.
Yeah. So that means you got to be the smartest dumb nigga.
So what's more so?
I'm just like reasonably intelligent. Is that?
Now we reasonably intelligent.
This is a dickhead.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
what about Lewis? What's Lewis?
I'm the reasonable.
He's a dad.
He's a dad.
That's it.
He is.
That's what I'm on, I guess.
Lewis is legitimately a sitcom dad.
Wow.
You gonna let that nigga call you Homer Simpson?
Yeah. Wow.
Lou is Homer.
Yeah.
Dope. You look like a dope.
You niggas are Lenny, Carl, and Mo.
Wow.
I'll be
Mo.
Not
Carl.
Actually, nah, you'd be Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Mo had his own business.
You own the spot where we all go to.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Damn.
Shout out Lenny Carl over here.
But then, shout out Marcel.
Isn't Mo like the low key womanizer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
James. All right. Damn. Are we all Mo?
What? No.
The womanizer part is you, nigga.
Huh? What?
What?
I fight fathers. Listen.
We fight illegal.
No. He's like, how did we get here?
Random statement to just throw out there.
I don't know. These niggas over talking. Never mind. I don't know that much Simpsons. I'm only on episode 4.
Oh, you don't know shit.
I like how many niggas are watching Disney Plus and talking about the Simpsons. Like, yo, these niggas got the Simpsons. Like, nigga, this been on Hulu the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, some of them have always been on Hulu.
1,000%. Yeah. But like Lou said, with Boy Meets World commercials.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm flying through these episodes.
I didn't have commercials when I had.
Oh, Hulu. I did.
You had the Wish nigga.
You got the bread Hulu.
Yeah,
you got Hulu Plus.
I don't pay for it.
But who pays for it?
I mean, that's what relationships are for.
Ooh,
you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, my girl is playing for Disney Plus. So. Yeah.
She's paying for that, too.
You sugar babies.
And, like, I had to inform her. I was like, yo, if you get the $12.99 version of Disney Plus, you get the Hulu that comes with it. She just looked at me like I changed her life. And I was like, nigga, read.
They show you this nigga finesse. Yeah,
mention the ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wanted the ESPN for him. Yeah. This nigga tried to finesse it.
Thank y'all God niggas know me so well. I never mentioned that part. But
I know you did it because it wouldn't help your
it
argument
doesn't benefit
with
her at all. But I'm like, yo, you already paid for this other thing.
Yeah.
I get ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I have to tell my girlfriend. I was like, yo, you got to get Disney Plus. And she was like, nah, you get it. I'm like, nah, because you logged into my Hulu. I pay for Hulu. You pay for the Disney Plus. And I thought she was going to get
nigga.
I was trying to finesse it. But then she just got the basic one. And then she was like, oh, now we're just paying too much. I was like, yeah. My finesse didn't go as planned.
Damn it.
But I'm not paying. But as long as I'm not paying the extra whatever for the Disney Plus on top of the Hulu. Then,
all I know is something got to get canceled. Because I got all these shits.
Oh, I just canceled the fucking DC shit.
What?
I can watch this shit for free.
Something had to go.
I watch like one show at a time, and I don't use it for anything else.
What?
You ain't canceling Netflix?
Huh? You don't pay for Netflix.
Oh. What do you pay for?
Nothing.
I do.
Yeah. Oh,
I
you pay for
Netflix?
Netflix
but like, I'm grandfathered in because I had Netflix from the beginning.
The fuck does that mean? They still send me emails like, nah, nigga, we're raising your price.
My price is still lower than everyone else's.
What the fuck?
Like, you have multi-screen? You have multi-screen?
What the fuck is that? How much is Netflix now?
But I don't 15. Share my shit with anybody.
I pay like around 12, 15.
My shit's 15 because I got the multi-screen
shit.
What the
12.
Fuck is multi-screen?
Like, you could watch
more,
it on
the
mad
more screens
different.
It's
when niggas finessing off your account.
Like, yeah, basically.
I got the middle tier one.
I'm about to get basic because nobody be using it.
Just one profile?
No, I got multiple profiles.
No,
but
just how many times you can watch it simultaneously.
Yeah. Like, if we could watch it on your phone, his phone, my phone.
At the same time.
Yeah, that one.
I thought it was like, yo, you could watch two shows on the same screen.
Nah.
I'm like, that's so dumb. Why the fuck would we want that?
Hell no.
Yeah, like,
there's people around here watching.
Nah, like it
that.
Makes sense.
Unless
for,
you do a Disney Plus with the ESPN Plus.
That's what
time.
I'm saying. It makes sense with the ESPN. Yo, you could watch Mandalorian and the fucking
don't they got
college
this, don't they got that Samsung?
Mandalorian is so fucking fire.
I'm only on. All right.
I haven't started it yet.
I haven't seen episode two.
Welcome back, guys, to the Autumn Adventure Podcast.
We just dove right in.
We are ignorant by popular demand. This is episode 70 numbers.
One of them 70s.
Yeah. 70 something. Whatever we
7-11.
Whatever
we're,
you hear.
We're at that point of the show where we just fuck the numbers.
Yeah, like I don't care.
You read it.
Yeah, I don't care about stuff.
It's on the image.
As always, I am one quarter of the whole dollar.
Uh-huh.
Loose change.
Loose change.
Call us out of pocket.
Woo! Yeah, shake the change out your pocket. Jingle-ang, jingle-ang, jingle-ang.
Mr. Fight Fathers, Chris.
All right.
Uppercut Uncles.
That's your last name. Your last name is just a growl. Chris.
Yo, that's hard.
It's not.
Break out. Oh, shoot. Set the album on, nigga.
Wait, flex, son. Nigga, album. Funkmaster Flex.
This nigga Lou said, Chris Fight Fathers, Uppercut Uncles. I like it. I like it.
We're here for you, man.
Yeah, man. It's the homebody, homeboy, Chris Jordan. And with me, as always, I got some of my friends. Hey. I got James.
Uh-huh.
I got Lou.
We're here.
And I got Drum Fool.
I'm here.
You got shooters to the left and shooters to the right.
Uh-huh.
Cannon to the left. Cannon to the right.
Shout out Jeffrey.
What was his name? De La Ghetto? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Timothy De La Ghetto.
No, that's the nigga. That's a real nigga.
Fuck that nigga. That nigga whack.
I love Timothy De La Ghetto. He's an amazing person.
He's the nigga I wanted to speak about in this moment, so that nigga whack.
Oh, all right. I guess.
I don't remember.
I forgot his name.
Shout out Timothy De La Ghetto.
Shout out Jeffrey the Butler.
Shout out Jeffrey the Butler.
That's my nigga, too.
Yo, speaking of that.
Shout out to Conceited and all of his photoshopped images on IG. That's my nigga right there. Shout out to all my 5'1" niggas.
That's right.
Wow. How many 5'1" niggas do we know?
Conceited.
We don't know Conceited.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yo, yeah. Conceited, what up? What up, bro?
But speaking of YouTube and whatnot,
I
figured I found out like my new washed pastime was like home tours. Like, remember how we used to have, like...
Nah, I've been through that.
Like, MTV Cribs and shit like that. Yeah. But now it's just, like...
At around 25, 26, right. I was there, too.
Let me ask you, do you
watch... Nigga, I'm 27! What the fuck?
Yeah, you started late, nigga.
Do you watch, like, you know, the cool home tours where it's people like, hey...
I just care about people I know.
Alright.
Yeah, yeah, like, people I'm a fan of.
I was washed.
Like, I saw a home tour that made me mad. It was just, like, these white realtors, like, look at this brownstone in Brooklyn that we're selling for $7 million.
Nah.
And I was like, gentrification is upsetting for me.
I should find a stab, y'all.
It was like, look at all the culture and history in this building being removed. Like, it just really made me tight.
Nah, it was, and even my girlfriend, like, she sent me one of, like, people condo. It was really cool, and it's just giving me like my own ideas of what I want like my space to look like. And it was funny because she had all these nice things to say about these YouTubers that she follows, and they're doing their home tour and blah blah blah. And I was like, yo man, Adam 22 and Leonard the Plug bought a house together, and I've been trying to see that
That's
house
home tour.
I was like, yeah, I've been trying to see their home for like 7 weeks, but she keeps showing me her butthole. So I was like, when I get to the home tour, I'll send you the link. Unless you want to see her butthole,
who's showing you the butthole?
Leonard.
That is a butthole I show up to see every day.
It's a give and take.
Yeah. You don't want to know what I
thought. But I also want to see what the house looks like. Like, I want to see what y'all.
That's a freaky house.
Hey, listen, man. Shout out to them.
Yo, wait till the Dunkirk 4 buys a house together.
What? Nigga, we're not dormtainment. No, fuck. Why would I want to live with you, niggas?
For some reason, I believe him. Nigga, and that's a nasty house.
If we live together, he's moving his whole family in.
Everybody has a wing. East, west, north, south. Somebody's in the basement. Somebody's in the attic. Listen,
so I can't do the type of shit I do normally knowing there's a child somewhere in the home.
Soundproof, bro. Everybody, each side are going to have their own kitchens.
That house is going to have to be dick-proof. That nigga's just going to be slinging, walking around naked.
We're going to figure it out.
Butt ass with a hammer.
Go to the West Wing. Not today.
Yeah.
Uncle Chris Wallace.
Yeah, we call that the elephant graveyard. Don't go over there.
Wow. A lot of bones to pick.
Wow. A lot of trunks swinging.
I'm definitely going to trample if I go over there.
Marcel just going to move out.
Yeah.
No, he's scarred.
I'm not going to move in.
Yeah, he's scarred.
That's the nigga that's pushing me in.
I would do that. That'd be entertaining.
Oh, man.
Go to my daughter, run away.
Run away.
Chris just in the room screaming, just don't swipe back.
Look how y'all got Chris.
I'm not saying it's totally unbelievable, but whatever. This is exactly why we're not moving in together.
Adam's going to be on Dunkirk.
No, that's where you fucked up. I'm not living on Dunkirk. That's where you fucked up.
Are we about to buy the block?
We about to buy the block.
We probably could buy the block.
Buy the block.
Dunkirk's not that expensive.
Not yet.
Au contraire.
Not until we move in. Yeah.
Mm. Now, yo, speaking of moving in. All right. So I have two friends that I know don't listen to the podcast because every time I give them advice on bullshit, they say, oh my God, you should write a book. And I was like, actually, bitch, I do a podcast weekly with my friends and we talk about these same topics.
It's an audio book.
And then she goes, oh my God, I should listen to it. And I'm like, yeah, if you want to be my friend and support the things that I do and you actually care about the things that I'm talking about, maybe you should listen. It comes out every Monday and I put it on my page. But whatever, it's neither here nor there. So I have, damn, hold on, let me think. Because knowing my luck, this is going to be the episode she listens to.
Right? Facts. The one time.
Because you know I'll put it in the description and she's going to read it. Like, yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I got to remember not to upload the description tomorrow, Tuesday.
When this... Change your name, bro.
Change your
nah,
name.
Nah, I'm not going to use. All right, but anyway. So she recently moved from one part of Queens to my neighborhood, right? And... She,
I don't know why she do that.
Yo, son.
All you do is talk about the citizen. I don't want to live nowhere near you.
So,
white man beats Jamaican woman with fish.
Wow.
Nah, son, I'm good.
With a fish.
With a fish. So now I'm in the crib. She hit me up.
How to tilapia beat down, bitch?
She hit me up. She's like, yo, what neighborhood you live in again? I'm like, Rosedale. And she's like, guess who's about to be your neighbor? And I'm like.
He's like, guess who's moving?
Yeah. I was like. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, why would you do that? And the thing was,
why would you do that?
Facts. Yeah. No, because like she had like an unfortunate situation with her last spot where she had to she moved in. Yo, it was so fucked up. She moved into this new spot, right? And then the landlord or whatever was like, nah, you gotta move out. And she done painted, she moved her shit in. She was in the middle of unpacking. She's been
that's
there for
the
like
wild a, finesse.
Yo. Yeah. Yeah,
you
and
just
then,
got the crib painted for free.
Yeah, you gotta go, miss.
I don't know where it ended with that, but I was like, you know, that's wild, fucked up. And she was like, she doesn't even feel comfortable there anymore, knowing. Because I would have been like, yo, I'm not moving. Fuck you. I painted. I'm moving. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. So I don't know how that ended up, but she ended up moving. So now she's in the new spot. And I thought she was gonna hit me up to help her move. And I was like, yo, bro, nigga, I got like two jobs now. I'm a full time boyfriend. So
that's a job.
Yeah,
that's a career.
That's a whole
hard.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't just be doing it. I was like, yeah, I fucks with you and all that stuff. I wish I could help, but I just don't got the energy. That's plus to do my stuff, but like, good luck. So now she moves to this new spot. She sends me the address, and it's in between me and my best friend David. And I know her because of my friends David and Julie. So I immediately text David the screenshot, and I'm like, yo, son. I was like, we got to do something about this.
Quickly.
Just to be a dick. And then in the meantime, I was like, oh, why? I'm texting her. I'm like, yo, why would you do that? And she goes, what do you mean? In like the matter of 4 minutes, I probably sent her 7 links of crimes that have happened over the last few months in Rosedale. And then she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, stop. And I'm like, nigga, I'm telling you.
You want to move
yeah,
here?
Yeah, you wanted to move here. Shit like that. Yo, son, there was this one dude who lives up the block from me that raped a 78-year-old woman.
What?
Fam.
Yeah. Oh, that was a couple years back, right?
No, this was August.
That was in August?
This was August.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
This was
he also did it a couple years
ago. Yeah, probably, that's what I was thinking, too, because, yo.
That and then that happened. But it was
I do remember that story.
Was, yeah, it was someone they knew. I don't know what the fuck goes on, but they ended up moving, and then they put that house up for sale. So I'm on all, like, these realtor apps and shit like that.
Oh, it was somebody they knew. I think that he used to go over to the house all the time, and so they used to babysit him,
Yeah.
Crazy.
Shit, I don't
Nasty.
Know.
Nasty. Nasty.
All my life, that shit been like a trap house.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you niggas, man?
I don't know. So I put that shit, I saw they put the house up for sale on, like, one of these apps that I'm on. And I saw it. Yo, that shit, it's a trap house. There's a piece of, like, the wall where the door used to be missing, and they had to, like, board it up.
I'm assuming, knock that shit down.
I'm assuming that's where, like, the cops used the battering ram to come in and shit like that. That whole lot, that whole property got, like, bad juju. I don't even drive down that block no more.
They need to knock that shit down.
And it's crazy, because that's the, I got jumped right in front of that house, like, twice, like, in my life.
You ain't learned not to walk in front of that house?
Nigga, that's how I got to work when I used to work at Toys R Us. I was supposed
nigga,
to
take another way.
Nigga, I got to go the all route, the way around. Take the scenic route. No, well, all in
that,
fuck that.
That was the scenic route.
Yeah, that was.
That was a nice route.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen some things on that route. Let me tell you something. Seen the inside of my head that was on that route. So I'm sending her all this shit, and I'm like, yeah, bro, you got to be careful. Cause, I mean, she has, like, a pretty big dog. She used to be, like, a Marine and shit like that, so I'm assuming she got guns and shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, you better walk. So the block she moved on was the block that, I remember I came in here and I told you guys about the citizenship where niggas was just shooting at each other for, like, a good 12 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
How you get away with shooting at niggas for 12 hours?
I don't
hours?
Know. But,
how y'all niggas afford that much ammo?
I don't. But they uploaded.
How can none of y'all niggas aim?
But they uploaded everything on Citizen. That's how I knew.
Wait, tell my soul moving there.
Yeah.
Like, me against four. But now it's just three. Now it's just three. Now it's just me.
I love that song.
Olé, dude.
Wow, that's a completely different song, but
it goes with it.
Yeah,
it goes.
Olé, do it like a waka.
Yeah.
Then Marcel would be in his crib with a gun and a sombrero.
Yes, yeah, he would.
I do own both.
Yes, yes. So, allegedly.
Allegedly.
For the sombrero.
Yeah, yeah. Allegedly. For the
sombrero. So, yeah, she moved onto the block where those two dudes got shot inside their car. And then somebody retaliated, like, 6 hours later, and then somebody retaliated back, and I just wanted to go to work. And I had to text my boss. I'm like, yo, I'm going to be late. Why? Niggas are shooting. I don't know where they at right now. So once I figure that out, once Citizen lets me know, I'll come in.
Yo, I told y'all when I lived in Roseville, the nigga got murdered upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I'm telling her. She's like, I'm so excited to move in. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to move out. I'm getting as far away from this place as soon as I can.
The wild thing about Roseville,
I hate
like,
it here.
Such a nice-looking neighborhood.
It's not anymore. Yeah. I hate it here. I hate it. I fucking hate it. It's the worst. Yeah, she moves in there, and David is like, nah, we'll probably never run into her. So I send him the screenshot. I'm like, nigga, she lives right in between us. You got a dog, she got a dog. Say word that she won't hit up Julie. Like, one day you come home from work, you just want to sleep. Now you got mad dogs in your house with a play date. And you just, like, now you can't do shit. And he's like, dot, dot, dot. He was like, yeah, we got to do something about this, man. I'm like, hell yeah. And it's not like, oh, I don't want to hang out with my friends. I don't want to see my friends. It's not that I don't want to be friends with my friends. It's just that I don't want my friends that close to me because then that opens up the opportunity to hang out more. And sometimes I just want to be in bed and do nothing by myself.
Yeah. That's therapeutic.
Yeah. And now I'm going to feel bad knowing that I'm that close. And I would just be like, nah, I don't want to do it. And I can't even lie no more. I'd be like, nah, I'm not home. Because the nigga could just walk by the house and see my car in the driveway. So now I got to park 6 blocks away. I'm coming to this lot. I got to park 6 blocks away in the swamp and then walk back to my house. I got to crawl through backyards just to get to my house. You see how difficult they're making my life? And then I got another fucking friend that just moved from, I think, like, Ozone Park or some shit like that to Valley Stream. So now she's on the opposite side of me.
Yeah.
And that nigga hit me up.
Why are your friends moving closer to
you? I don't know. Like,
come on, friends.
Yeah, come on, friends.
Everybody loves Chris.
Be my friends and go away. Go as friends. Far away from me as
never.
Possible.
How many of us want them?
Friends.
So now, this nigga's hit me up, wanted to know all the good spots in, like, around us and shit like that.
Marcel's shaking his head.
Go to town. Those are the best spots you're going to get. That's it.
Don't go to town. Someone just got stabbed. Oh, I said
I bet it.
My
I
dad
bet
just
it
said
something.
Someone just got stabbed in front of the library.
Oh, see, I was assuming it'd be in front of the pizzeria.
Nah. So now, I think they closed that pizzeria.
Yeah, because fucking drug dealers used to hang out there all the time. I couldn't go in and order
Wait,
pizza.
Which pizzeria?
The pizzeria that they closed, and now they hang out in front of the library and the bank.
Oh, yo, okay.
No one ever went inside that library. All the years I lived over there, I never saw a single person going there.
I used to fuck with that.
You talking about a key food, right?
No. It's not a key food. It's by...
Did it used to be a key food?
It used to be a Walgreens. They closed down that Walgreens like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I'll pull it up on Google.
Okay.
But anyway, so now my other friend wants to know all the spots. She's like, oh my God, you guys have a Walmart right here. We should go get patty pies. I'm like, get the fuck up off my
This is why you can't have...
First of all, look at the plans.
Don't get patty pies. They're not good.
They're not.
Don't get patty pies because you go and get diabetes.
Yeah. Don't go to that Walmart, nigga. Like,
I go to that Walmart.
You would go to that Walmart.
Walmart around
Yo,
here?
No, I was about to say, James, I'm sure you got another Walmart you can go to.
Nah, definitely not.
There's the one in Old Country Road in Garden City.
Nigga, you think I want to drive all the way over there to go to Walmart?
We live by all the highways. It's 25 minutes to get anywhere.
That Walmart's 5 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, so is death, nigga.
Death is on his doorstep, nigga.
I stab death in the face. They got some good prices over there.
Jesus Christ.
That's saying, like, yo, buy one, get one free.
Yo, that should be the slogan.
Nah, because I be going grocery shopping, and the thing
y'all niggas be going to Griselda groceries.
You damn right, nigga.
Better the butcher got the nice things. You gotta
keep your vest on, bro. Like, nah, the prices are really...
Benny the Butcher butcher is probably like
hilarious.
My favorite thing. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's like an actual sketch I started writing out when I was in the car coming here from Dunkin'. Just because Benny the Butcher as a butcher is a fucking hilarious idea.
He doesn't cut the meat, he shoots it.
Is his gun the tenderizer?
Yeah.
West Side Gun's the supervisor?
Yeah. He makes all the announcements.
He just
28!
Half off for anything if you bring it back twice.
He tenderizes.
Pyrex, what? I want to thank you. Wow. Boom, 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 boom.
He tenderizes the meat with his Glock.
Nigga gun butts it.
50% off the Macho Man cheddar.
Wow, a Griselda supermarket. That's crazy.
Damn, you got
Conway ringing you up and you got to haggle the price with him.
Damn, nah. That's a lot.
He's like, yo, I heard this is half off. Nah, son, we ain't cutting it like that.
That's dirty talk right there.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so that's what I've been dealing with, trying to avoid my friends while still being friends.
Everybody move out of Rosedale.
Yo, like.
Or any of the neighboring areas except for Valley Stream.
That shit is not
cool. Go live in Laurelton.
No.
No, don't live in Laurelton.
I hate fucking Laurelton.
I'm from there. I don't live there. But go live there.
I live
Rosedale.
There. So don't live there.
Nah. I go visit my grandparents. I'd be like, damn, son, y'all niggas still live here, huh?
Yeah.
And then
y'all niggas gotta leave.
Like, ASAP.
Nah, that shit.
They're like, yeah, this neighborhood keeps getting worse. I was like, yeah, nigga, it's been a thing.
He was like, yeah, that's why I don't visit, nigga. Like, the fuck?
You don't come see me. Nah, I come see the lady that sells the beef patties on fucking, what's that, 228th or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I get those. I got some fucking ackee and saltfish the other day.
Okay.
Oh, man. Man, that shit was amazing. And then I went home.
That's
smart man.
Like, there's nothing for me
Trust
to do
me,
there.
When my citizen be going off, that should be like 357 feet away. So, I'm like,
I remember niggas did a drive by down Merrick and shot up the fucking barbershop just because like some nigga was selling drugs out of there. They didn't even check to see if the nigga was there.
Yeah,
nah, customers sitting in the front. It was just like, fuck it.
I went to that barbershop once when I used to work at Toys R Us.
Can you not go to my barbershop anymore?
Hey, no, I'm going.
Because, like, bad things happen at your barbershops.
Oh, I thought niggas was talking shit about Chris. I like, yo, what's the talk? What's
I'm
the talk
like,
about barbershop?
Yo, them niggas trying to line me?
I like being able to live comfortably.
I thought Angel fuck with me. So I like, I took that nigga $5.
They sent a nigga
you know what happened the other day? It's the most unfortunate shit that could happen to you while getting a haircut.
You bust a nut?
Nah. Nothing happened to me.
In Chris's defense, that is the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah,
that is probably worse than what I'm about to say.
You
so you fucked up my whole thing.
All right.
So I'd rather shit myself than nut myself.
The nigga across from me, he's like getting his hair cut. Next thing I know, the barber picks up the phone. He's like, what? Right now? I bet. Yo, I can't finish this cut. And niggas was looking at him like, huh? And Angel's behind me like, oh, it's happening right now?
Oh, wow. No, wait a minute.
And I'm just like, what's going on? He was like, yeah, I'm having a baby. I was like, damn. You can't even be mad at this nigga for saying like, yo, half your head is shaved. You got to rock that.
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to the hospital with him.
Bring the cape and all.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, what we having?
With the clippers, niggas like looking at his baby yo. Like, how far along is she?
Yeah. I'm gonna have the baby line me up when they get out.
That's so early, right?
Yeah, nigga. That's hilarious. Wow, that's funny.
Luckily, some other nigga finished the cup for him.
When the baby get out,
yeah.
Baby did do 9 months. So,
hey,
yo,
that's like every nigga that been in jail.
Nine
he come
in
out,
a cell.
Yeah, he know how to cut hair. That's every nigga. He always know how to cut hair. Do tattoos, but they're like bad. And what's the third thing?
Cook high sodium foods that'll kill you.
Yes. There you go.
Really well.
Really
and they
well.
Always come out with some degree and they be mad hype and everyone's all proud of them. I'm like, you know that shit don't work nowhere.
And I'm like,
where are you going to be an anthropologist in Queens?
Yeah. I got my college degree in jail. I was like, what was your major? And niggas are like, jail.
I'm like, nigga, you know that's just our associates, right? You can't. You got to do the other half now. Like, I don't.
You could be a receptionist.
Really? The dean was the warden.
I really be wondering,
dean,
like,
dean warden. Niggas got two titles for a name.
Niggas
dean
like,
warden.
Yo, I'm on the dean's list. I was like, nah, nigga, you on the warden's watch list. It's different.
Not the dean's list.
Nigga, that's not a gold star. That's a badge, nigga.
Yo, yeah. Prison degrees is like something that niggas be mad hype for. I was like, nigga, you can't use that anymore. It's just a thing they let you do so you feel like you did some shit while you was there.
So which one's better?
Imagine you go to JB Morgan Chase and be like, yo.
You know what's better? Learning how to make license plates. You can use that skill on the outside.
A degree from DeVry or a degree from jail?
Go to DeVry,
go
nigga.
To DeVry, nigga.
Like, don't go to jail.
Yo,
nah, I might want the degree from jail, dog.
Yo, I saw
that they're both equally useless.
Nah, hold on, not for nothing. But at least you do get the street cred from the jail one.
That's what I'm saying.
You do.
Niggas will clown you over the DeVry thing. They're not going to clown me over my jail thing because they're afraid I'm going to stab them.
Yeah.
And then I might stab them because I do have a degree in jail.
And
I should be expected.
Put a koofy on.
I was shook. I was shook.
You get that prison degree, you try and get a job at McDonald's. You overqualified.
McDowell's?
You
definitely McDowell's.
Yeah, go
definitely McDowell's.
On Woodhaven.
Definitely. Right?
On Queens Boulevard.
You go in that bitch with your degree.
I didn't read it. Now you're sweeping floors at McDowell's.
Niggas like, yo, you overqualified because you got a college degree.
I mean, the nigga did come from Zamunda and get a job. So.
Yo.
Them niggas got benefits.
Almost killed me. Yo, not for nothing. I saw the first DeVry campus I've ever seen in my life.
They got a campus?
I thought it was an online school.
No.
Oh, the shit on Queens Boulevard?
Yes.
Yo, it's like a small. Not
it's, like
small
a, it's like a building.
Bro, it's like a corner building. But I'm like, yo, what the fuck they do there?
Yo, I'm they like, apply. A campus? Yo, I was at the light and I was looking across. That shit said DeVry. I said DeVry.
Yeah.
The who?
DeVry. And then it.
He said, the who?
The sign said DeVry. And at the end, in real small letters, said .com.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, what the fuck
you
is this?
You can do your online courses outside.
Wow. That's where they got all the servers at. No, they got all
yeah,
the servers
at. Like, that school has to be just like one big computer lab, right?
Probably.
That's wild.
Yo,
what if
going,
inside is really nice, though?
That's just a nice place for me to watch porn.
That's true.
There you go.
Yo, I went to, I don't remember what college it was, but I went there to check out their shit and have them tell me about their school. It was one of those commercial colleges, like something like that.
ICDC?
Nah, not
Phoenix.
That. I don't think ICDC was a thing.
Everest?
It might have been.
Oh,
Everest.
It probably was Everest.
Get up. Yeah. Oh, niggas told you to get up off your couch and do something with your life, and you was like, yo, you right.
Nah, this was like, they came to my school and they had a representative talking to
me. Said, nobody talked to me like that.
And I walked in.
He only went there to beat somebody's ass. Like,
being in there, that's when I decided, oh, I'm not going to college. I don't want to do none of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did the representative look like? Did he look like
a dude?
He looked like he just came out of rehab, right?
He was kind of young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you look at his arm?
Nah.
All right.
He came in a class where I'm
the
in.
The fuck was
class.
On his arm?
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on, follow me, man. Follow
I'm sorry.
Me, follow me. It's a podcast. I
mean, he wore like one color from head to toe.
Nah, you can't come in with a professional onesie.
You rock fucking red from head to toe.
You're a pimp.
You either blood, a pimp, or you used to smoke crack, or all three.
Or a clown.
Or Krills.
Clown.
I mean, you definitely a clown if you any of the three.
You wow. You go to Everest, you all a bozo. Yeah. I'm joking.
Yo, shouts out the bloods, man.
Shout out to clowns.
I mean, y'all all right if y'all chilling.
If y'all chilling.
Yeah.
Y'all
chilling.
Yeah. When they wilding.
When y'all start wilding out for no reason, it's like, my nigga, I didn't do nothing to you.
Listen, shout out all my bloods, all my Crips.
Everybody. Like, in high school, Nine all Kings, the gangbanger niggas Kings, wanted everybody. To rob niggas that didn't do shit to them. Like, no.
Yeah, rob niggas
focus
that
focus on the niggas that don't fuck with you.
Yeah, they're wearing a whole distinct color.
They are.
Go after like, them, nigga.
Y'all got opposing niggas. Colors that say, hey, I don't fuck with those guys, and they got the shit that says, I don't fuck with you. Like,
yeah, I never understood
that.
They
want to come over here and rob thing. Marcel.
Right?
Yeah. Blasphemous, nigga.
And then they want to be confused when I tell them, like, yo, you can't cut an iPhone in half, nigga. Yes. Like,
that's true.
But then they're not smart enough to realize you can still sell it and split the funds.
You know, it's,
I will never understand that day and how crazy, I got right? out of it.
Yeah, it's funny how like active gang members, how they fight over territory and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, fam, to be real, don't none of us own none of this
Hell
shit.
No.
All our mamas actually don't even own none of this shit. Facts. The banks own this shit.
Yeah. So your mamas disowned y'all.
Yeah.
So like work on that.
If they want to get you out of there, they can get you out of there.
Yeah. With the quickness.
With the quickness.
Fuck that. Wait, the mamas or the gangbangers?
The feds are getting everybody out.
The mamas are the gangbangers.
I will say, though, like, back when I hung out with niggas that were in gangs, those niggas was the coolest niggas, like, if they was cool with you.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah. They hold you down.
Like, I remember in high school, I used to hang out with, like, a whole bunch of, like blood niggas in school, and, like, I'd cut class and chill with them. And whenever it was about to be, like, yo, we about to go do some gangbanging shit, they'd give me the heads up, and I'd be like, all right, cool, I'm out. It was always great.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
Niggas knew, like, I was rolling with them, we was all cool, but, like, it came down to it, I'm not part of that.
I'm rolling, but I'm not rolling.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's kind of how I am. Like, I just grew up with my cousins and shit like that, doing, like, all the gangbanging shit like that. And I was just along there because I couldn't watch myself. Like, I was like, they were still babysitting me.
Gotta leave you with somebody.
They just brought, I was the baby. They brought the baby with them to do
the drive-by.
You know what's was fucked up?
Bringing a baby to the drive-by. Yeah. You know, crazy.
I remember growing up with my cousins and shit like that. And when there was like junior gangbanging and shit like that. And they was like,
this nigga just toasted gangbanging babies. No one else saw that.
This shit is good. This temptation.
I try to ignore the fuck out of that. Yo, I told you it's really good. It's good. Man.
When there was, they used to like ride bikes. Remember like when you was a kid and you were in like bike gangs and shit like
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I was a little fat kid, right? And I couldn't like ride the bike. So I was on, so I was on rollerblades. Right?
He was fat.
Yeah, I was on rollerblades.
That's even worse.
So,
The little fat nigga on the rollerblades?
Yeah, I was a little fat nigga on the rollerblades.
Training in the back?
Yeah. So they would all be riding their bikes and shit. And I'd just be hanging on to the back of somebody's seat, just like just getting pulled along. But then after a while, they started doing fucked up shit, like going over like potholes and shit. And my wheels would get caught, and I would just go tumbling down a hill.
This nigga Chris was a tumbling brownie.
Yeah. Hey, the fuck you. A tumbling brownie. That's funny.
Said a D-Lo Brownie was tumble brownie.
That was my junior gang name. Tumble Brown.
Instead of Sky High, it was Low High.
Low High. yeah, that shit used to be funny. Shout out to all my gangbangers that never made me do gangbanger shit. Taught me the ways how to get rid of.
Shout out to all the cool gangbangers out there, man.
Yeah, shout out to all my cousins and gangbanger friends that anytime I needed some shit, they held me down. Mm-hmm. Anytime we had to run inside restaurants and handle business and shit like that. But speaking of territory and people being territorial, I want to get a little messy here.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Now, this, I'm going to preface this.
Uh-oh.
Let me get the whiskey going.
Yeah, get the whiskey going, man.
Pass that when you're done. And a cup, because this coffee's cold.
Shout out to the whiskey, though. It's
Shout out to the whiskey.
Temptation Whiskey, brought to you by Marcel this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The nigga in the room that drinks whiskey.
Mm-hmm. I drink whiskey, nigga? What the
nah,
fuck?
Nah, nah.
Just because
nah.
I always bring Brugada to me.
Nah, nigga,
whiskey.
I drank whiskey.
Oh, my bad.
He drank,
man. I drank that shit.
Now that you emphasize the D, my bad.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is a sex posse podcast.
It sure is, yo. Since like episode 2, I've been screaming shout out to all my sex workers. I support y'all.
Hell yeah.
Not financially, most of the time.
Oh, this shit smells great.
Some of the time.
Now, some of the time, when they run into sale on OnlyFans.
Hey, real quick, what'd y'all niggas do if you found out your girl had a secret OnlyFans?
I'd be like, where's my cut?
Yeah, yes. Ask for more
that
money.
That is the only thing. It's just like, you've been making me pay for all this shit. And you got mad niggas giving you $12.99 a month.
Subscribers?
Nigga, we out here restricting ourselves to only happy hour. We could be going anytime and shit like that.
any hour could be happy hour.
If you don't take that foot money and go buy me a steak, I deserve it. I'm over here spitting in your butt for free. If you don't get your ass.
Wow.
OnlyFans only takes 20%. Nigga, where's the other 80?
See,
we go shopping.
Luke has 20%. I know my niggas.
Yeah.
Pam, I'm nowhere near this contract.
This has been your brief moment in supportive boyfriend history.
Yeah, word. But
and supportive husband.
Yes.
I'm gonna preface.
Nigga, why'd you say yes?
And then I looked at
James.
And then I looked at Luke.
Now we already know what type of time you on, buddy.
I was sipping whiskey.
I'll be there. Send your invitations out early, though.
He's like that sometimes. Yeah, facts. Wow.
Oh, it's that joke.
Wow. That's another story.
That's another story. But anyway, I feel like we're closing in on the time where I can just freely talk about that shit.
Yes.
But
soon.
Oh, shit. But I got an RSVP.
Oh, shit. Marcy does too. Oh, yeah.
I do too.
We got to do that today. All right. Anyway, so I want to preface.
I pulled out my phone. I'm definitely not doing it right now.
Yo, we are the worst friends to that nigga ever.
That's what happened the last time I remembered I needed to RSVP. I pulled out my phone. I was like, hey, I'm not doing that shit right now, though.
I'm busy.
Nigga, 3 weeks later.
So, all right. So, let me just preface this conversation.
Uh-oh. He says it's going to get messy.
Yeah, this is not directly related to my relationship. Because sometimes I do talk about my girlfriend a lot on this podcast. She listens to this podcast. She loves this podcast. Blah, blah,
hey,
blah.
Hey, Marcy.
Shout out Marcy.
Yeah, well, we all fuck with Marcy. Fuck with
Marcy. Good old Marcy.
Don't fuck with hearing about Marcy.
Matt Lemons this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I don't want to jump into this topic and then have people think that,
you want a Kool-Aid powder?
That's mad excited about all types of fruits that were already
We're going to get into this.
All right. No one
later.
Remember that. We have this tendency that we say we're going to talk about something and just forget about it.
No, I'm going to remember.
All right, remember. So
it's on my docket.
Yeah, listen. I just don't want people to
talk about like one or two things.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Yo. Like, God damn, I've been trying to bring this fucking topic up for 36 minutes.
We don't want to talk about
that. Shut the fuck up. Damn.
Wait, what you got in your mind, Chris?
So anyway, I just want to bring this topic up without people thinking, listeners thinking that I'm trying to direct this to like my relationship and shit like that. But this is really something I've been seeing on the timeline a lot. And it's just a question that obviously none of us can answer because we're not women. Why are women so territorial about activities? And by that, I mean...
Yo, that is a like, very good question.
So, by that, I mean, it's like, I could introduce a girl to, like, say, a certain restaurant, right?
Oh,
have a good time. And now, I'm not allowed to go to that restaurant without her or with someone else. Mm-hmm. And they take that shit personally. And that goes with, like, all different kinds of, like, activities.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And why the fuck is that? I don't fucking get it.
Because for them, it's, like, your special thing.
Moment, yeah.
But it's, like, nah, it's just a place where we eat.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in reverse, it's all right if they do it.
1,000%
It's all right.
Yeah, mad girl nights out of your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, you...
I don't bring you back nothing.
Yo, nah, but it's the thing, though.
If with the OnlyFans money.
Where my mozzarella sticks at?
Like, but you only have one job.
If y'all establish within the relationship that like going to this particular place is like, oh, this is one of our places, you can't take anyone else to one. Like it's been established, like this is our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if
you
we
do that with someone else, then like, yeah, I understand why they would feel a way.
All right, so
because we've said it's our thing.
It's our. Yeah.
But this is a thing, right? And now I'll apply it to me, where it's like to the point now where I'm afraid to say that or ask. Or, like, bring up, like, yo, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go here, there, blah, 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 blah. Because I don't want to have, I don't want to have to deal with that attitude. I don't want to have to deal with that, like, that feeling that they get, you know, it was like, with it, that betrayal feel, and now they're all quiet in the
it's
car.
It's like, Ma, calm down.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Calm down.
Like, all right, so for instance, and shit like that. This is a place, Cabo. We all know Cabo, mm-hmm. Rockville Center. We all go there, Margarita Monday,
Uh-huh.
And shit like that.
Is Cabo one of your places?
Cabo's. I've been going to Cabo before.
Yeah, I got a few places.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where it becomes
difficult
now. Every
relationship should.
Yeah.
You should have more than.
Yeah.
Like we have oh, whatever places. And then we have us places. Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Right. But now the lines are so blurred and we're so like close where I feel like everything can be considered us places. And if I bring this up during the wrong day, during the wrong time, whatever, then it shifts to us place. Meanwhile, other days we know it's just a public, regular place and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, this is this place, Cabo. They have this thing called Margarita Monday, right? I've been going to Margarita Monday for, like, years now. Like, before I even met my girl and shit like that, right? And now it's to the point where I know this thing, this territorial system feeling exists where I'm afraid to be like, yo, babe, say she has to work late Monday or say I go home and Marcel hits me up and be like, yo, you trying to go out? And... I'll be like, oh, instead of Hooters. Like, Hooters is a me place. That's the only one I can claim. That's why I can always get that off.
I'll be mad if Marcy starts claiming that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fam.
Hooters for sure is my place.
We've been here killing ourselves long before you.
Yeah, word. But I feel like if Marcel hit me up, right? Say she's at home, I'm at home, whatever. Marcel hits me up on a Monday. And it's like, yo, you trying to go get margaritas and shit
Cabo.
Like that? I'm like, yo,
Cabo.
Let's go. Let's go to Cabo. And I'd be like, all right, babe, I'm about to go Cabo with Marcel. She would definitely feel tight about that. Mm. There's no doubt in my mind that she would feel a way about
me.
That.
I don't matter.
Right. But it's
true. That's true.
But you know what it is?
James,
relax. But then it becomes.
Give me the alley.
Keep it going.
Because then it becomes And anytime she feels this way, she never looks at me. She's always on her phone. She's like, you got margaritas without me? No, fuck you.
No, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
They never look you in the eye.
You're just sitting there like, nigga. Mm.
And I'm like, yo.
How you getting home?
There's other. that's the only line I have. That's why I dropped that line so much. But I just don't know what it is about things. Like, my girlfriend could go anywhere in the world. Or at least the tri-state area. Without me. Like, I don't give a fuck. It depends on who she goes with.
That's it. She goes somewhere with some other nigga and say, yo, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, I don't get mad if
you go there with her homegirls. Who cares?
Nah, if I know the homeboy, like now, again, I've had this thing in my relationship where it's like, hey, I told you about every single person of the opposite sex that has existed before you and their relationship to me, right? Cool. She met all the important ones. She knows stories and all the info, backstory up till present about everyone else. Her thing is that, yo, if you don't give a fuck that much about this person, why do I have to meet him? It's just like a waste of time. She's not opposed to meeting them, but she was like, what's the point? Like, who cares? Gives a fuck. And I get it. I totally fucking get it. Because I don't even want to hang out with them half the time. Why am I going to force you to hang out with them too? Like, it doesn't make sense, right?
That's like a boring ass time.
Yeah, like, whatever. So, damn, what I was about to say. So there's that. She doesn't have like homeboys and stuff like that.
Good.
She has like one. And it's not that I didn't chase them off. I didn't do anything. She's just like, all those niggas that you know are just corny Spanish niggas. They're just fucking cornballs in general. They're not funny. They're not cute. They're not tall. They're not none of that. It's just like,
they ain't me.
That's what
I mean,
Chris said.
No, not even comparison to me. Like, without me even being there.
That.
Like, even before I popped up, they were always just corny dudes. By multiple standards. Like, just across the board. So she doesn't really fuck with them. So for her to be like, hey, I'm going to such and such with my work friend, my new friend, blah, 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 and I haven't met them, nah, I'm going. Like, that's just like...
Pull up.
Mm-hmm. But... it could be a double standard, right? A double standard could apply here where it's just like, oh, but if you went to...
Not a double standard, just about the personality.
Yeah, like if you go to such and such, like a place you don't give a fuck about. Like say, oh, I'm
TGI
going...
TGI Friday?
Like say, I'm going to Hooters. It's like she working late. I'm going to Hooters with my friend... Keisha. I don't even know no Keisha.
Shout out Keisha.
Yeah, my friend Keisha, right? And she'll be like...
In the hood, they call her Key West.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, there's a thing now where it's just like, oh, you can go to this place that you always go to with some other bitch, but I can't go to blah, blah, blah. My thing is, it's like, yo, like just like how I'll pull up on you, that's just in my personality. If I don't know the nigga, I'll pull up. Baby, if you want to pull up, pull up on me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you're not... Are you going to fight the bitch? That's hot. Fight the bitch.
Nigga said that's hot.
Yeah, like, oh man, violence is sexy. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. That bitch, yo,
this is why Chris is not president.
Yo,
thank God.
Thank God.
Nigga, the purge would be
at war with everybody.
Nigga's like, hey, I'm starting World War III because violence is sexy.
Shit. Everybody fight butt ass nigga.
What?
All right.
His vice president is just like, yo.
Nigga, you my vice president.
Yeah.
You know how many, in that case, I'm like, yo, slick.
Yeah.
You know how many I'm Homeland Security. I'm Homeland Security.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we're fucked.
Lewis is the, what are you, Lewis?
Immigration Patrol.
Nah, you the nigga in charge of 20%.
I'm ICE.
Nah, he gonna change from ICE to IG.
He's the IRS.
Oh, shit. I'm getting 20% off everybody.
Everybody in the country.
Hold on, son. Country would be in shape, my nigga. Like,
that shit is funny.
Yo.
But so, nah, like, all this nigga's speeches would just be me whispering in his ear, yo, we can't do that, Mikey. Just,
nah, fuck that. We're doing it.
Like, nah, hold up. Nah, we not.
Me not have that.
Peace. Me not have that.
Rights for white people. Me not have that.
You'd be like, and white people got to leave the country. Niggas wouldn't see me go up to his ear at all. I'd just be standing back there like, that's good.
You heard what the nigga said?
I'm all right with it.
No, instead of reparations, I would have a white tax.
Okay.
The white tax that goes to all minorities.
This.
Yeah. We call it...
maybe I might vote for Chris.
Yeah, right?
Nigga have a Jamaican flag in the lawn of the White House.
And a guy needs one hanging off the White House.
Yeah, word. My nigga Delroy. We gonna have fish fries every week. My nigga Delroy gonna be there.
Delroy and Wayne.
Niggas gonna be walking in front of the White House setting themselves on fire in protest. He's gonna be like, nah, let's see how this plays out.
I'm gonna change the friend.
Don't help him.
The only way he found, you're Delroy.
The way he found out this protest is because Valentine's has so many bikes in the front. Yeah. And he calls him like, hey, walk on.
I'm gonna have I'm gonna redesign the flag and everything.
That's crazy.
It's just gonna be a middle finger.
Like, nah, it's American flag just gonna say homebody.
Yeah, that's true too.
Homebodymerch.com. But like back to this topic. Nation.
Yeah. United States of Homebody.
Yeah, I said what I had to say. Which
about, nah, that's definitely a thing. Like, I remember, I love chicken and waffles, so I'm always down to try something. So when IHOP dropped the chicken and waffles, it's not gonna be the best chicken and waffles as IHOP,
right?
But
you gotta try it.
I'm like, yo, I want to try it, and my girl know I wanted to try it, and she has it without me.
That's different.
So nah, if that was in reverse,
yeah,
she would've been very tight, especially if it's something that, you know.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I bring this up to her all the time. She went. Right? And she went on this whole long thing like, oh, we got to go see Toy Story 4 together. We got to go see it together. I'm like, all right, cool. She goes and sees it with one of her friends. And I was mad as fuck. Not because she went to go see it with one of her friends, but because she made it such a big thing.
A big thing.
That I didn't go do it myself exactly. When I could have.
Like, nigga, you'd have been went to see it.
Yeah. Like, I would have saw it this morning.
I want to see what Woody up to.
Yeah.
Oh, he already.
And then she was like, oh.
Wow. Move on.
Pull the back in.
Proudy. Pull the Woody back.
Jesus.
There's a snake in my booth.
He said, I'll show you Duke Kaboom.
Wow.
Wow. I saw the movie. What do you mean? That's a good reference if you saw the movie.
It was. Come on, continue.
That's going to be my name on...
I'm on strike, nigga.
That's going to be my name on my OnlyFans.
Duke Kaboom. Wow, this nigga making shit porn. That's crazy.
Ooh. Who would have thought we'd be here? Not me.
Look at us. Episode of Samsung.
talk about OnlyFans and Duke Kaboom.
There needs to be more niggas with OnlyFans. That's all I'm saying.
Not
for us.
That's but a I mean, wild statement.
For us to make money off of this shit.
Yeah, clean it
women
up.
Should
clean
be
it
able
up.
To capitalize on the shit. Like, you right. Gotta be able to get the
bag
too.
Yeah, fuck it, nigga. Yeah. Right. Hey, niggas, go shake your dick for money. Nigga, I support it. Just do the helicopter.
Hey.
Hey, nigga, wait. It only.
Yo, is that our only move? Like, is that our only option?
More?
Is doing the helicopter?
You got more, nigga? Let us know.
I don't.
Slap against your stomach.
Again, like the nigga from Zamunda. All you do to Zamunda, you just throw it over your shoulder.
What do porno niggas do in their scenes by themselves? Like,
jerk off?
Yeah, you just jerk off. That's whack.
That's the only move.
We
whack niggas.
Yeah, we got. I'm gonna start.
Yo, I feel bad for bitches if they like. Yo, I wanna any bitch that's on Pornhub like typing in like
solo.
listen, like, yo, it's a sad day. I'm sorry.
Girls get excited just as easily. Like they was all excited off that beard.
The Shea Moisture
yeah.
Shit?
Yeah, the Shea Moisture. That was.
All I gotta do is that's oil it. My beard that's, for $6.99.
And I do a creepy ass smile. That's
nigga,
it.
Nigga, it's lit.
That's
nigga,
it.
Have you seen me smile? They all creepy.
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about?
Chris only carries creepy no smiles.
Nigga, so you telling me that I'm out here creepy smiling for free when I could get $6.99?
Yes, you can.
A month?
Keep Nick, that beard shiny.
A
King.
Month.
Fun. He gonna have the shiny beard. He gonna hit the squat and squint.
Ooh,
Squinty
not
Jones
the squat and squint.
Come niggas on. Ain't ready.
Do kaboom. Y'all already know.
Hold on. Don't squat too hard because you might do kaboom. Yeah.
Yo, they might pay to watch that,
they
too.
They might.
Listen.
There's
if y'all pay,
for that.
Hey, if they paying, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, we know.
But anyway, what was we talking about before we started talking about dicks for money?
Oh, how this girl went to see Toy Story without
him. That was it.
Wow. Like, what a segue.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit got me tight.
But yeah, like it never holds as much weight if it was the opposite way
nothing.
Around.
Nothing,
because we don't mind really.
It's nothing
unless, like you said, they make a big deal out of it.
I don't mind. I don't mind doing it the first time with you, but like, don't make it a thing where I can't do it with nobody else after.
Exactly, that. Yeah. And I feel it's this weird guilt thing where it's just like, or just like weird thing where it's like, yo, I don't even want to fight. I don't. The reason I don't do whatever I want, like certain things, it's obviously it's because I respect her and us. My relationship, but I just don't want to have to deal with a fight.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, oh, if I do certain things, I'm offending you because you're like, oh, you're doing things without me and shit. Like, oh, man, man? Come on, man. Like, I'm 27 years old. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. It's funny because it's just funny when they get mad if like you went with Marcel. It's like, nigga, we not on a date. Like,
yeah. But that's the thing. Like,
it's just
like,
niggas hanging out. Like, yeah, there's no emotional bond being formed here. Like, yeah, I hate this nigga.
Right. But that's
just enjoying this moment right now. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't when I leave, I'll be like, yo, fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But that's the thing. My girl has no. If I say, hey, babe, I'm doing da-da-da. With Marcel, she's like, all right, cool, have fun. She don't give a fuck what I'm doing until we have a kid. Then it's like, that's different. Now I got to be home with the kid. She
told now I'm thinking about we need to hang out more because when you have a kid, that's pretty much it.
No.
He bringing the kid.
Yeah,
the
fuck
is
going to be weird. He's bringing the kid. The baby coming to Hooters. I'm strapping the baby to my chest.
Nigga, we dealt with someone's kid at Hooters before.
But
I was not comfortable. Yeah,
but that wasn't our
kid. I hated that moment.
That wasn't our kid.
I was the only nigga at the table. Like, why is this happening?
No, I was saying.
Why is everyone telling me?
I was definitely confused.
All y'all niggas look content to be there, and I was just like, please remove this child.
I'm a dad. I gotta look content.
So, all right. So
this is only emotions content.
Wait. Listen. Wait. We do a podcast. Just a little backstory. So one day the group went to
Hooters,
right? After we did like a pod.
In an undisclosed location.
Nigga, it was in Fresh Meadows. It's the only Hooters that we go to.
I don't want these niggas to know where I hang out, man.
It's the only Hooters around here.
Yeah.
Now Marcel gonna have fans with the picket signs come through.
Oh, I was like, what? The pick of what? The pickaninnies. What?
All right.
The Pikachus.
What is happening?
So anyway, the thing with like Hooters, and we don't think Hooters is the most popping place ever.
It's definitely not.
It's not.
But I like it.
Yeah. It's just a central location for us to go to that has a comedic backstory based off things that we've done years ago.
I'll be home mad quick.
Also, Marcel lives down the block.
I'll be the first thing to suggest, hey, let's go to Hooters.
Yes, he is.
I'll walk home. Away from the studio.
Right? So that's where we go. So one day after the pod, we go there. And we're all just sitting there. And our waitress is like a homie that we know. Like, but, like, because of Hooters, because we go there and just end up seeing the same people. So, like, we're all cool and shit like that. And we ask her about her son. And she goes, oh, yeah, he's in the back. And we're all like, huh? And she's like, let me go get him. And I was like, wait, no.
Yeah, that wasn't an invitation.
Yeah.
Son, I was looking at Chris like, tell her no.
But by that time, she was already gone.
Was too late. And I was just like,
I'm not, I didn't think she was going to. I didn't think she was going to do it. So then she gets her son. And, like, we say, what's up? We dap him up and shit like that. So we think she's about to go put him back in the back. Now she pulls up a chair and puts him on the chair and leaves all his toys and shit with us. And now we babysitting. And I was like, yo, now we can't just be pigs and talk about ass and titties. And then my girl came. And then she was like, whose fucking kid is this? And I was like, baby, I've never met this shit in my life.
She looked at me like, that's not loose.
Yeah.
She sat mad far away from that nigga.
She was like, that nigga got a beard too.
Yeah, nigga, who baby is you?
It was just conceited.
Yeah.
Hanging out with us.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Wow.
So now.
Shout out to all my 5'1 niggas.
So now.
Yo, that's a different type of customer service if you think about it.
We if anything.
Wait, we're doing
a customer service.
If anything, we didn't have to leave a tip. If I watch your baby during your shift, I don't have to leave you a tip. That's the tip.
Honestly, I don't think I did.
That nigga has some cool ass Transformer toys though. I'll say that much.
I probably did.
His mama loved him, buy him all the cool toys.
I think we did.
I complain about tipping all the time, and I always do.
Yeah.
Hey, girls never complain when I'm stopped. Hey, Lou, edit that out.
Huh? What'd you say?
I just live with my decisions when I come here now.
All right.
He's like, edit button.
I say wild shit. He's like, they know it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, but the thing, your girlfriend doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, everything we say here is not
true. She listened to a few episodes, and then she stopped, and I was back in it. I'm like, yeah, let's go with the wild shit.
In it.
He showed her the wackest episodes we got, too.
Yeah.
The one that wasn't recorded, right?
The ones that were talking about hip-hop, and nobody give a fuck.
Like I said, I'm a moderately intelligent man.
So, yeah.
Moderate at best.
Why did we bring that up?
He didn't play it on this episode.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, yeah, when I have a baby, I'm going to just strap the baby to my chest and bring the baby to Hooters. I don't know what these niggas said, but they're dying. What happened?
Oh, no, go on.
All right,
Lewis is a fool.
Listen back tomorrow.
Yeah, Tuesday. We do Tuesdays now.
Oh, yeah, we do Tuesdays.
Yeah,
all right, well, fuck y'all niggas.
All right.
But I can't.
Dry ass Mondays.
Yeah. We just all going to bring our babies to Hooters.
Oh, that's dope. Yo, Hooters, if they want to step it up, take it to the next level, they should open up like a little daycare shit.
Raisins? Raisins?
What'd you say?
Raisins from South Park.
Instead of they just call it Totters.
Totters.
Some shit like that. You bring your toddlers there and shit like that? whatever. Like, workers can bring their kids there.
Let's work and on they got, like, a belt. Like one of the little fucking ball pits.
Yeah.
Except like, the ball pit is filled with like the fucking
I don't know if I
want
to take my daughter to a Hooters ball pit. Just throwing that out there.
Hey, listen, man.
Your daughter too old for that though.
No, no matter how old she is.
All right. Valid. All right. You know, there's like some kinks. Like we could work that out.
It's a lot of kinks gotta be worked out.
Hold on.
That's my reaction.
So which one are we doing first? Disney Plus or that?
Fish. Yo, son, that's a wild fam. I don't know.
This is
y'all are asking a lot of me now.
This is a wild,
I don't know.
Wild podcast.
I think we do Disney Plus first and end it with
my
that.
Topics, I always bring it up to y'all. Like, hey, man, we don't have to do that.
Oh, all right.
Are we doing it?
Like, oh, we definitely right. doing it. You sold us.
You heard the producer. He said we're doing it.
Yeah, let me produce
it. Producer? I didn't know that. Ooh. I've been doing this for that long. Damn, Lou the producer.
You ain't touch one knob on the poster.
Nigga,
I'm
I don't
the producer.
Know what the title is.
All right, cool. I don't know we had titles. What's James?
We didn't have titles until you just gave
I'm the ad-libber.
Nah, I'm
the unwanted ad-libber.
You got to leave now.
That was a good one.
Wait, what'd you say? I missed it.
I was like, nah, I don't got titles. I got Apple Music. See? Oh, that's two to, hey, that's 2-1. Fuck
James
you.
Definitely the smartest dummy. We figured that out now.
Wow.
Thank you.
Took me a long time to get here.
Why am I still talking in the mic?
It took me a long time to get here.
You're all here right. for a good time, a long time.
Hey.
Right. Hey, man, speaking of babysitters and shit like that, all these moms, all these single moms out here on Instagram and shit like that, they found themselves a new babysitter.
Uh-huh. We all did.
Yes.
And who is it, Chris?
What the fuck was that? It was just, yo.
I don't know. It sounded like Pennywise might
yeah.
be
a this Disney Plus shit dropped. Uh-huh. What was it?
The 12th.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Disney Tuesdays.
Disney Tuesdays.
Nigga, that shit came out at like midnight. Mm-hmm. I was on that shit at 3.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you work overnight. That doesn't speak to your dedication to Disney. You had to be up anyway.
App was trying to download.
Did they know that, Chris? Did they know that?
Yes, they do. You spoke about you working overnight.
Niggas don't listen to me. Now they do.
Yeah, but anyway, Disney Plus and Thrust, it's a thing. Yeah. What was the first thing y'all
Disney
watched?
Disney Plus is dick.
D&D. What's the first thing y'all watched on Disney Plus?
The Mandalorian.
It was The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
I was testing because my app was acting weird, so I was just testing it out. I started watching some of the Toy Story shorts. Mm.
Did anyone
those
else have
yeah,
problems
those were
with
really
the app?
I didn't
have a problem with the app.
I saw people having problems, but I personally didn't.
It doesn't work on the web browser for me. But the app is fine.
No, I watch it on the web browser and Fire Stick.
Okay.
I watched the first day, Kevin gave me problems, but the first thing I watched was Gargoyles.
Gargoyles? Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to that yet.
I added that to the list.
I just put it on my PS4 last night. Me and my girl were watching Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. I definitely felt
Oh, they have a PS4 app?
Yeah.
They got
as soon as
they didn't have it at launch.
Yo, as
like,
soon
oh,
as you
on
go
it.
On, as you you know, you press TV and video,
yeah.
that's just the first thing that pops up.
That's what happened with my Fire Stick. It was like at the top.
I'm like, damn.
Yo, man, download this nigga. It's a new crack.
Man,
2-5, 2-5, nigga.
But
got garbage down the way.
Netflix got garbage down the way.
What's funny though, when it first dropped, it was annoying because I did the pre-order, quote unquote. Which was stupid because it didn't. I thought it was gonna automatically download the shit.
No, it didn't.
And then I typed it into the App Store, and I'm like, "Yo, where is this?"
Wait,
it was like the
you
fifth
thought
one.
Pre-ordering shit was just gonna know what devices you got.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like to point out, James is the only nigga that pre-ordered this shit.
I was not
the
by
smartest
the way.
Dumb nigga.
Nah, the only nigga in this room. Why did you do that?
Because it gave you a cheaper price.
They want to run out of slots.
Okay, then there's a good reason for doing it.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, me, why are you pre-ordering an app?
Nah, but it was annoying because when I typed in Disney Plus, it was like the fifth down on the Disney list. I'm like,
yeah. They really did that for them and their analytics, not for us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But anyway, the first thing I went to was Darkwing Duck, and then X-Men.
It never even factored into my brain that Darkwing Duck would be on Disney Plus because I forgot that was a Disney thing.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was like, "Let's fucking go!"
Yeah, I geeked out a lot.
I love that show.
It was, you know, I also started
Do they
that.
Have Tailspin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga.
Except they got the Prowl Family movie, but not the Prowl Family.
Not yet.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
I figure like a lot of stuff they're gonna
It'll
add
come later
because
they got that Soul Raven.
It's stuff licensed to other channels and other shit. That
they probably
waiting.
Have to wait until a couple contracts run out. Or
where
whatever.
The fuck is Jet Jackson though?
Because there's a lot of heat that gotta go on.
Oh wait, yo,
where the fuck is Jet Jackson?
Yo, one time, RIP to my nigga Lee Thompson Young.
Jet Jackson,
the real nigga, Jet Jackson. Man.
Yo, Lou, but how happy are you? Because now you get to put your daughter onto like.
Fam, when I left to go to the podcast this morning, I put on Captain Marvel and bounced.
Yo, I can't front. I fell asleep during Captain Marvel.
I told you the new baby. Yeah,
I fell asleep during.
It's not a good
movie. I couldn't. Yeah. Yo,
I had to see it twice.
Yo, we got to.
Because someone was upset that I saw it without them, even though it was explained to them. I watched Marvel movies without them. Yo. But I.
See? Wait, I'm sorry. Real quick. That goes back to my shit. Like, exactly. I swear to God, son, like, you can't tell me nothing. If it's my hobby and shit like that, you can't feel a way. Like, if I introduce you to some shit that I've been on, you can't feel a way when I start to do it without you, because this has been my shit.
She came in the game.
That's true.
You and came I already had a squad of niggas that I watched Marvel movies
yeah,
with.
Yeah, you knew what it was.
What? Like, I'm not changing that up.
That's a terrible bird.
The nigga just busts off the bushes.
That's top tier ad lib right there. Look at him. That's why he the producer.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Lou the producer. L-U-I-S, the producer.
That's the worst way to spell producer.
The thing with like Disney Plus so far, yeah, it gave me like a very spark, a nostalgic feeling. But then it also made me remember how trash TV was back in the day. Because
I'm not talking.
Like, yo, I got the HD big screen. Don't give me no standard.
Are you talking about quality?
Yeah. Don't give me no standard fat back TV type shit.
Bro, yeah.
Like, I never knew how fuzzy shit was back in the day.
Bro, because it wasn't fuzzy back then.
Yeah. I just, but
it was amazing back then.
Yeah, but
and then technology advanced.
I remember it so clear, though.
I know.
Yeah, because it was clear. We didn't have anything clear, so it was clear.
No, but also, no, I would like to point this out, though. Darkwing Duck is newer than a pup named Scooby-Doo, that animation way clearer.
Yeah.
I
never understood that.
That's
why I said when we were younger and we were really watching, it was like in the 2000s.
And that shit.
And when I looked at the shit, the shit
said
the 80s.
Like mid-90s.
Like, all right, like
yeah,
90s.
Mid-late 90s.
Yeah.
There are some places they cut corners at. Like, I was watching a lot of movies with my daughter yesterday, and we watched the first one. And when we went to the second one, the animation was way worse, and it was the second movie.
Mm.
And just cutting corners.
You can just get trash animation sometimes. Yeah. A Goofy movie is on there, and that's like the first thing I'm gonna watch the next time I log in.
Now, are you guys Goofy movie or Extremely Goofy movie? I'm Extremely Goofy
it
movie.
It depends on the day of the week for me.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll take
See,
Extremely
Goofy movie. How? All right, listen.
Sometimes I feel extreme on a Tuesday. I don't know.
All right, so for me, Goofy movie, the whole driving.
Tony Hawk Tuesdays.
The whole driving force for me to go to a Goofy movie is because I love Powerline. Like, that's my nigga, right? That whole scene, that's my shit. But Extremely Goofy movie, them niggas had the X Games.
Yeah.
And as a fat rollerblading nigga, that shit is hilarious.
Were you
me.
A rollerblading nigga?
I told you. In the beginning of the thing.
When I was a kid, I did not fuck with you.
He was fat rollerblading. He's a fat, frowny rollerblading.
That was me.
I was on my skateboard like, yo, these niggas with rollerblades. Weird.
Nerds.
Tumble Bob might be the name of the episode. So.
Yeah, and then Tumble Bob, and then Tumble I got
Brown.
Tumble Brown. And then I got a skateboard. My first skateboard was a Yu-Gi-Oh skateboard from Toys R Us.
Okay,
that shit was lit. Yeah, and then I got a later on when I learned how to skateboard, it was a Plan B skateboard because I thought that shit was hilarious.
Like the pill?
Yeah.
Okay.
like the pill
or like the plan? Like they wrote it out.
Like that's the name of the company, Plan B.
I know.
Podcast jokes. No, all right, you got it. So Extremely Goofy movie, my thing behind that is the whole, yo, I miss my son, blah, blah, blah. And then that made me realize Goofy's not good at anything. That
nigga he's trash.
That's his whole thing. Goofy.
Yeah.
Yo, goofy-ass nigga.
How did his wife die?
He probably did some shit by accident.
Yo, he probably accidentally killed her, right? Yeah. Like, offed her?
He hooked her to death.
How do you spell that?
A Y H U C K.
Yuck. See, I was thinking it was A H Y U C K.
It got to be a problem.
And then like an E H at the end, a silent.
I look at the Disney movie. There got to be a way to spell that. That might be the name of the episode. Fuck it.
Yuck. You figure out.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, all right, cool.
That's a way better name.
This nigga can't spell words that actually have spelling, so I don't know.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Let's move on.
But Disney Plus, it has a lot of good stuff.
I need them to get more original content, but, you know, they just launched this week.
That's next year. Yeah. That's what we getting all the Marvel shit.
Yo, Speaking of 10 million subscribers in one day.
Yeah. But hey, let me tell y'all niggas on the timeline something. Because y'all been out here like talking about Netflix and like Nickelodeon and shit. That don't mean anything. That shit don't matter. Them niggas are still dying to death. And it's a slow one. And they've been dying for the longest and nobody noticed.
Yeah. You know why? I like the whole... I think a lot of us, we like the idea of nostalgia and shit like that.
I actually don't fuck with nostalgia.
Because, listen, the whole Netflix and Nickelodeon deal popped up and everyone's listening. It's like, oh my God, this show and that show. And I'm like, yo, that shit has been on Hulu forever. Hey Arnold has been on Hulu forever.
Doug has been on Hulu. All of them like, have been on.
It's been there. That and they have like the Nickelodeon could have been watching. Yeah. No one's watching this.
Because the thing is, when I remember the first time
a Disney Channel app, too. Like, niggas are going crazy with a Disney Channel
app. Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. The Disney Channel app.
And the thing is, when I first downloaded Hulu, and I was going through, I forgot when I did, but I was going through the list at that time, and I was like, oh, they got all the classic shit on there. They got Rocket Power. Yeah.
And all that
Rugrats
shit is cool.
How much of that are you going to watch? Not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
So that really, like, it's not moving the needle for them.
Yeah.
And they're losing the FX shows.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of FX shit.
Plus,
so when that shit's gone and it's on Hulu now, I'm just like, all right, it's another reason for me to not fuck with Netflix. They barely have a reason for me to stay subscribed.
Yeah, other than the Sabrina I'd be rethinking show. It, man.
You still watching Sabrina?
I fucking love that shit.
I hate that shit. That I shit got on my nerves on. After the first season.
Second
or part one.
Second part, I'm not really feeling as much as like.
Same shit happened to me with Riverdale.
Three episodes in, man.
All right, wait. Let's get a little bit of order here. We're talking about Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to that point though, like I watched Disney Plus all day yesterday, and I literally just opened Netflix to watch The Office. That's it. That's all I needed for.
But. Yeah. Valid.
The Office is a great reason to have Netflix if you watch that.
For the next year.
You're just looking at the shit. And you're just
until
like,
I get the DVD collection.
Yeah, I might do that.
Wait, where's The Office going?
NBC.
Oh, they're getting
there. 2021, I think.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah.
All right, good luck, niggas.
Yeah. So I'm not downloading it.
So you got one show.
Listen.
Wrestling,
and
too.
Friends.
Let me wrestling.
It depends on the price. If it's like $1.99, I might do it.
That's Fox.
I gotta be $1. I know, but I'm saying
WWE shit's on Hulu.
Let me ask you, all right? Back to Disney Plus, right? A little bit of order here.
Never.
Tell me.
How long have we been doing this podcast? You expect an order now?
Come on. Valid.
Who you talking to, Judge?
Fuck you.
That's a plaintiff.
Okay. Favorite thing about Disney Plus? Thing you don't like about Disney Plus? Best thing you watched so far? Why? James.
I guess it's early to say. It's too early to say what we don't like about it, I guess. I think it's going to get better like once they really put on like
the original shit.
A lot of the original shit that we grew up on. I guess like we were saying, they probably have like licenses and shit elsewhere for certain things before they put it on. So I'm waiting until they put that on.
They don't have the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, like they don't have a lot of stuff, but I'm
waiting. Don't think they would.
No, the Marvel, MCU Spider-Man movies I'm talking about. They don't have those.
I don't think they would yet. Like, that's...
Probably like another couple years, right?
I don't know.
Even the MCU ones? I just didn't have it because Netflix has them. Or the half has the first one.
What are you talking about?
Homecoming.
Homecoming's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Homecoming's on
Netflix? I just talked about how I don't fuck with Netflix.
Oh, the first one?
I don't know.
Right?
What are you talking about?
The first one was Homecoming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's on
Netflix. The new one isn't.
Well, that's a Sony thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was like, so not, like that whole shit.
I don't know exactly how that shit works out for Disney when it comes to the Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, that's what, because Into the Spider-Verse is definitely not on there, because that's not. That's a full Sony thing.
Yeah, that's definitely
on Netflix.
That's
a full Sony thing. Yeah, that's on Netflix. Plus, I own it, so whatever. Yeah.
The thing that I like the most about having Disney Plus, well, did James cover all of his?
The only thing I want to say, like, I haven't watched that much yet. Like I said, I've only watched a few Toy Story shorts. The Toy Story shorts were really cool.
They are fun.
They're really, really fun.
Are those
fun
new
to watch.
Shorts?
No,
what, they're not.
In between Toy Story 3 and 4, that long, they had like Halloween shorts.
Okay.
They had things like that.
Because I saw there were a lot of shorts that I'd never seen.
Yeah.
And like,
it was like.
Did they launch these?
No, you know how
the app, or
you know how Charlie Brown has like seasonal specials?
Yeah.
They had that on ABC. Yeah.
So it was that. I was watching those. Those were pretty cool. And. Like I said, I was watching Captain Marvel. Yo, it got to like an hour and 3 minutes, and I looked at the time and said 56 more minutes. I was like, no, I'm going to sleep. And then that was it. I'm going to finish it, though.
Just to complete it.
But, yeah, that's all I've watched so far.
For you, I feel like for you, for someone who hasn't maybe watched all the movies, it's a good just like, now I have everything in
it
one
really
location
yeah,
to
really
backtrack.
Is.
So now when we reference something, you could just go
to it. Exactly.
It's a good referencing point and shit like that.
That's what it is. That's, for me, like, the biggest issue is that I've seen everything. Mm-hmm. But it's like dope because all in one area. So once the original content comes, it'll be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing I'm really looking forward to is more original content. But I really love having so many movies that I don't want to add to like my actual movie collection at my disposal.
What you fuck with.
Yeah, because like I love every Pixar movie. Mm-hmm. I love all the Marvel shit. Star Wars movies, like y'all know I'm a nerdy ass nigga, so I love all that shit.
I'm glad because like, I could catch up on those.
Like I don't want to buy any of that shit.
Yeah.
But like being able to have
that,
it is there.
Like I was really saying, what was it, a couple weeks ago, Lou was shitting on Star Wars and shit like that. Rightfully so. And like with me, I'm into Star Wars, but I'm not into Star Wars. Like, I'm not putting that on my list of fandoms. Mm-hmm. Like, I follow it just enough to know what's going on and shit like that. But
like, I'm gonna watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
like, I don't really fuss with the new ones. So,
I watched the first episode of The Mandalorian yesterday, and I was able to follow. Like, I know the roles of everyone and shit like that. I know faces. I know all that bullshit. But then I'm like, what's the reason we're doing this again? Like, what's going on?
Like,
what's
just like it's not connected to any of the movies so far, at least.
But all right, so explain The Mandalorian to me. Is this current timeline?
I believe so. Yeah,
this is after Episode 8.
No, they got Baby Yoda in there.
No. That's not Baby Yoda. That's just a baby.
That from his
Yoda?
Race.
Yoda.
Twitter, calm the fuck down.
So,
nah, this is the bullshit I'm talking about.
So now,
the thing is, like, that's
Yoda. Yoda was slanging dick.
There was 2 minute tweets that said about Chris. Baby Yoda, so I'm thinking it's like way back in the day.
Nah, see, the thing is, no one knows anything about Yoda or his
really
race.
Disappointed.
So they don't know if, like, Yoda is Yoda's name or if Yoda's the name of Yoda's race. Like, they've literally never mentioned anything other than Yoda's the only one that's like that. So when that baby popped up, that was like the big thing for the show.
I immediately have way less of a fuck about that baby now.
It might be a Yoda.
It might.
But like,
is that
we don't know what that race is.
Is that like E.T. being a part of the whole, like, how does a million of them? You know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen E.T.
Okay. So
that shit look whack.
So listen.
Supposedly E.T.'s from Star Wars.
Is
it?
There was yeah, yeah. It was like some weird like theory and shit like that online.
I mean,
so
if it's in,
so this is
the way everything looks.
This is what I saw on Twitter. I'm gonna read you the original tweet that I saw, and then I'm gonna read you the retweet from someone that, like, a nerd that I know. So the original tweet goes, "Okay, people, I already know spoilers, but I don't care. But if I see another post saying this is Yoda, I'm going to scream. This ain't him. It's the same species as him, but it ain't him. The show is set 5 years after Return of the Jedi. Yoda is dead." So, Return of the Jedi in the timeline was the shit back from the 80s.
Three. Yeah.
That's technically episode 3. Because 4 is A New Hope, right?
No, yeah. No. It's episode 6. So, it's between 6
there
and 7.
You go. Episode 6. Yeah. That's the way it is. It was the third movie, but it's episode 6, right? And then we had 7, 8, which
all them prequels are trash. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Cool. So 7 and 8 is the more recent ones with Rey.
Yeah. I still haven't seen 8. Finn. Great thing about Disney Plus, even though that shit was on Netflix for mad long. I need to watch it so I can watch the new one.
Right. So now,
what?
8's on Netflix. That's why they don't have it.
I didn't know they didn't have it.
They have 7.
All right. Well, good thing I still got Netflix.
So now the retweet says that this annoys me because Yoda's death meant nothing if we're just retconning it with the reintroduction of his species, since a lot of Yoda's allure comes from the assumption that he's the last of his kind. Or it means Yoda had a kid, bastardizing the entire Jedi belief system.
Hey, whoever wrote that? You a corny nigga and you care too much about fictional things. That's it.
Wow.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
All
right,
sure.
Like, nigga, like, it's not that important. It was cool to some people. It wasn't cool to you. Shut the fuck up.
All I added under that retweet.
Damn.
Where'd you find that?
All I added under that retweet was, wait a minute. Yoda was slanging dick? When is that tape going to come out?
That is a much better tweet. I care about that.
I kind of want to see this. Mmm, good that must feel.
Wow.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to be like, what's this like?
Pussy who's this?
Ooh.
I've definitely
Peace
seen
ball.
A Star Wars porno before.
It's ball.
Yes. Yes.
Ass fat that must is.
Peace ball is the name of this episode.
Yo. Yoda's,
oh my God.
Yoda throwing,
oh, shit.
Yoda having them cheeks thrown back using the force.
Ooh.
He's definitely fucking with his hands
wow.
up.
Wow.
Oh my God. Like,
he's like, yo, that ass fat.
Yeah.
And they stay there.
Ass fat that is.
Ew.
Wait, what?
Yo.
Wait, what?
Hey, yo. It's
on a
platinum.
You type in Yoda porno and a lot of things pop up. Y'all niggas is weird.
Wait.
You heard what Lou said?
What? Nah.
Lou said, is that a platinum? You happy to see me?
Yo. Nah. Wait.
Oh, God damn.
Wait. Can
she
that,
would,
Yoda
though.
Was out here,
wait,
son.
Wait. Can that first picture be the cover up, but the dick
no,
is pixelated?
Nigga.
Nah, pixelate the dick.
No, nigga.
Pixelate the dick.
Yo, it only
you
gets
worse.
You want
me to spend my Saturday afternoon
yo,
person?
Yo, it only gets worse, son.
Like. Green dick.
It only gets worse.
Yo, listen.
His daughter walk over to his laptop. This nigga hide in the laptop.
Hey, nigga, go watch Captain Marvel or whatever the fuck you're doing. Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, but, when you do that, kids want to see more of what you're looking
right?
at.
Yeah. But like,
okay.
that, yeah. But
I'm more respectful for myself. Than
and then your wife take the laptop, like, nigga, this what you doing?
Yeah. But what's it called? That's out. The Mandalorian is out. I'm gonna watch it. Like I said,
yeah,
I don't.
Watch that
I don't.
Too.
The Mandalorian
you,
was hard.
Yo, I'll show you Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's what.
I'm that sounds disgusting.
Nobody
by
does.
The way.
So,
but it's provocative.
Yeah, I'm 1,000%. I'm watching The Mandalorian. I watched the first episode yesterday. The scenery is amazing. Yeah. It
looks like it's got like a Star Wars movie budget for a TV show, and I was just like, well, I mean, it should since it's your
it's
flagship
Disney.
Original programming. But I don't know. It was just really cool to see that.
It's like dope scenery. They still use practicals mixed with some CGI. So yeah. It's a little bit of everything. It just fits. It looks good.
And it's one of my favorite things about the Star Wars universe is when you get a Star Wars property that focuses on something outside of just like fucking Luke Skywalker and all of the main characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I fuck with Star Wars, but I like the universe much more than I like the characters that all these niggas that were like 23 in the 80s and loved that movie want to see in every single fucking movie.
The Mandalorian is dope as well because there's been a lot of negative criticism of episode 8 and 7 too, where they kind of just
seven
like
was, 7 was dope.
Yeah,
eight,
7
eight was, yeah.
7 was cool. I like 7 cuz it was like a breath of fresh air. 8 was but cuz like the main criticism was like, yo guys, they're just doing the same thing that they did in the first 3 movies.
Yeah.
But it's like whatever. So I think this is a breath of fresh air because it's the same universe. It kind of gives you like an off story that may or may not matter. And what they're doing it, they're releasing it. It's they're releasing it episodically or weekly, where it's the lead up to episode 9. So you kind of have to watch it just to be sure, or just to see if what connects, what doesn't connect, or. It's just like a dope thing to get people coming back to your new streaming service to watch this thing if you're invested in that movie. Like, Marcy and I aren't the hugest Star Wars fan, but damn sure we're going to fucking go watch the movie.
Yeah. I'll be watching.
Yeah, so I think it's cool. Like, The Mandalorian is a break from the bullshit that you may or may not have thought you saw on the big screen.
We got to find Luke.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back.
Man, nigga, I don't give a fuck about Luke no more.
Yeah, I don't. That nigga...
Show me these wild bounty hunter niggas shooting shit for no fucking reason.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also, Han Solo, best character in the whole shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was the real main character. I don't know why y'all niggas was talking about this whiny nigga complaining about his daddy. That nigga a bitch. Also, Luke
Skywalker
as a whole could just be summarized as just daddy issues.
Yeah.
I would like to add Marcel
wrong.
To Star Wars.
Daddy issues in space.
That's true.
That's a whole level right there.
True. And Mace Windu being a badass motherfucker.
Daddy. Yo, imagine.
Only nigga with a purple lightsaber.
Wait.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yo, imagine if, like, in the original, like, movies or whatever, if Luke Skywalker was a woman and then it was only one movie because her daddy issues just led her to, like, being a stripper. Like the movie's only 45 minutes.
A stripper.
A stripper at the cantina.
It's a stripper.
I say at the cantina.
Yeah.
It's a nasty strip club.
Oh, dancing to that one repetitive song.
What moves does the bitch even do to that?
Exactly what Chris is doing.
Yeah,
exactly. Mad shoulder.
I was just fucking it up just now.
Mad back.
Mad slave Leia.
Wait, speaking of the purple lightsaber, is that story true that Samuel L. Jackson requested it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just checking if that was true.
If I'm going to be in this motherfucker, I'm going to stand out. And I'm going to have some swag. He was the only prince in all my scenes.
Yeah, he was the only nigga with a purple lightsaber.
He was the only nigga.
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to say, you stand out as it is.
No, Lando. We always forget about Lando.
That's what I said.
He didn't have a sword, though.
But Lando's a punk-ass snitch.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
But I like how he said, I want to, in the big, massive scenes, I want to stand out. Like, bro, you're black.
I'm tired of these motherfucking Jedis on this motherfucking planet.
Zoom, zoom,
zip, zoom.
Hey, yo,
very nice.
All right,
but anyway, to conclude that, Disney Plus is great. We'll be watching The Mandalorian and waiting on that Yoda sex tape to drop.
If it takes too long for original content to come through, I'm gonna be a little upset. But I'm gonna stay subscribed because I got.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna take a while.
You got plenty of choices to go through.
Oh, right before. I'm sorry. Hey, man, listen, as Captain Marvel over here, I got to say, Winter Soldier, Captain Falcon, that Captain
He
Falcon.
Said Captain Marvel. Was like, damn, you the trash movie? Nigga?
No, but. You know,
yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Double entendre, don't ask me how.
I think I said a Winter Falcon.
Winter? Yeah, yo, the show Winter Falcon show. That's what it's called now in my head. Did you see Baron Zemo with the mask?
Nah, I didn't. Is it like the cloth mask? Mm-hmm. All right, give me fucking villains I fuck with.
Yeah, this nigga came through with the ski mask on. I was like,
not that little corny white boy, just like
ski mask, nigga.
I don't think it wasn't actual photographs, but they did like, I guess 3D renderings of what everyone's gonna look like, the suits and shit like that. This shit looks official, bro.
Yeah, I'm with that.
It looks official.
Like I fuck with Captain America just because his rogues gallery just looks cool. None of those niggas can do anything interesting, really. Like
they're just different kinds of Nazis.
Batroc the Leaper, like he just jumps and kicks. Yes. Nigga trash, but he looks kind of cool.
Yeah, he moisturizes that mustache. Yeah,
Baron Zemo, on the other hand, though, like, I fuck with that nigga a long way. Like, that nigga's cool as shit.
Yeah, that nigga.
You fucked up that whole phrase for me. I'm never using it again.
Yeah, he got
you fucked up that whole phrase for yourself.
Yeah. I was with you. The long way, my nigga?
Yeah, listen.
That nigga got a lot of ways.
The smartest dumb nigga. What did you expect? Like, I don't know.
Hey, yeah, y'all gonna have to fight. This nigga keep taking shots at you.
He does, but I'm gonna fight you because you started it.
Yeah. He accepted it, though.
No, I started it so the two of y'all could fight.
You did. I didn't accept it. I was forced.
All I'm saying is you two niggas is boxing. Let me know when you gotta set it up.
YouTube niggas is really getting fight money. That's crazy.
Yo, they really are.
Did you watch that fight?
No.
No.
I saw the highlights.
How was it?
Yo, what you be doing with your free time, my nigga?
Like, it was
we got to talk about your time management.
It was.
You be seeing a lot of shit where you can see some other shit, my nigga.
I was in the bathroom.
All
right. Is that how you holler at girls? Yeah, you can be doing a lot of shit, but you're doing a lot of shit.
Nah, that's how niggas holler at girls. That should be working for them, too.
Yeah, you're right.
They pull up with the baddest bitch that just like, just like, I got confused by what he was saying, so I fucked him.
All right.
Like, what?
All the shit you was talking about before that you wanted to talk about, fuck that. The other thing that you wanted to bring up. Remember on Twitter, you tagged me and Lou and that shit?
No. Oh, yeah. I do shit and then I just forget about it.
The fucking, what was it?
So, all right. So, the other day, right? We're going to close out on this, right? The other day, Marcel tags us in this tweet. And it's basically this girl that I originally tweeted. And this was like one of those quote-unquote viral tweets.
Okay.
Where she goes, this dude came up to holler at me. And he says, yo, what days are you free? And she said Friday or Saturday. And he was like, cool, lock me in for both. And she was like taken back in like a good way. She was just like, oh my God, yeah. As to say like the initiative or I love that energy. In my head, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah, like the first comment was king shit. I was like, nah, like, bitch, creep shit.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's weird.
It's one of those things that confuse me a lot about women. Where there's a thing like as just like I hate using this term, but like as a man or just like as a male moving in the male world, whatever the fuck you want to label it as, right? I just see women admire certain things, and at first glance, I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy. Like even just like most of my women friends are women. So even just...
You don't say.
Yeah. All right, why are you making it hot?
Jesus. They all heard it too, nigga. Yeah. All they're doing right now is listening.
Yeah. This is the one episode all my female friends are listening to.
And it ain't even out yet.
Yeah. This is why I'm shitting on them.
James, what the fuck are you doing?
Something you can't.
Hey. Oh, I can do that with what I got. Yeah. Pause.
Ball piece hair.
What's happening?
We're talking about combs. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. These niggas don't talking without context. Yeah. Do the same shit.
So anyway, it's just
too heavy.
Yeah, just eat.
Wow. Cut Lou and Marcel's mic off, Chris.
Nigga, I don't know how to do that.
Started with you.
You're the engineer. What? Smartest dumb nigga. I'm telling you. I don't know. So anyway, like in speaking with a lot of my women friends, I've learned a lot how to address women, what's a proper way to like speak to them. Like I've just evolved and learned what's okay and not okay generally, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it isn't, some of it is them directly telling me that, yo, this is okay, this is how we would like to be referred, blah, blah, blah. This is how I learned that, hey, don't call women females. I don't understand it, but hey, enough women.
We
can't call
I don't know.
Enough women.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Because I don't call dudes males, you know?
Right.
It's like, when you say that, it's like you're referring to an animal.
Yeah,
and this is coming from a dude that just screams out bitch all the time.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
But.
That he's got,
everyone is a bitch.
Right.
So it's different.
Yeah. Right. So it's like.
Don't call me a bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I called you a bitch when you walked through the door.
You heard it from the steps.
You gotta do that.
So anyway, with like things like that, I don't necessarily understand it, but I don't care. If you don't like being referred to that, I'll stop doing it. That's fine with me. Right. Whatever you want to be referred to as, let me know, and that's what I would refer to you as. I'm not, there's like mad words in the world. I'm okay with using whatever word you want me to. Yeah. Cool, whatever.
Start using señoritas.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
Freaking the game.
If we're a non-Spanish nigga.
Valid.
That's right.
Valid. Yeah, you good. Yeah.
Walk up.
You can get away with it.
So.
Make it shake like maracas.
So mm-hmm. Even like in the stories that my women friends tell me, there's a lot of creep shit going on because they're telling me directly, hey, you want to hear this creepy story what this creepy nigga did, right?
Man.
So they'll tell me very specific stories. And then I'll go on Twitter and I'll see something like that. And I'm like, hey, all those attributes are the first signs of what lead up to a story similar to what you're telling me now. But you're going Google Gaga over this. Women ignore a lot of red flags from jump that I feel like are very stand out-ish, that are very in your face, and I don't understand how or why they choose to ignore it or how it goes over their head sometimes. But then the thing with Twitter is, and things like this, where it's like, hey, this one tweet, whatever, went out. A lot of people agreed with it. Men, or select men like us three that Marcel tagged us in, we saw that as creepy. But this woman who started this tweet said that was attractive. So now and when we start doing shit like
women
that,
beneath her was
it was like a plethora of women that agreed and was like, yes, yes, yes. But now when a certain guy does that, then it's creepy. So how do we know what's creepy and not creepy? It's like a lot. My beef is, or my confusion, not beef, because I'm in a relationship, so I don't have to deal with any of this, thank God. But it's a lot of conflicting energies and stories and things where it's just like, it's kind of like I don't know what's okay anymore. Not obviously I know what's not okay. Like the big ones, like we know what the big ones are, but it's like things like this on a different level. That's what she said. It's things like that on this level when approaching a woman or courting a woman when you don't know each other. That's what I'm more so speaking to. It's like how do I approach you in a safe, comfortable way? Without kind of raising any red flags. That's why growing up and shit like that, like, luckily, I was the fat, ugly nigga and shit like that. And
now
I was...
He blossomed.
Yeah, I was forced into the friend zone. So that's where I'm comfortable. So me, I'm comfortable with talking to
women. Friend
zone's
great sometimes. You finessing that.
I fucked my way out of the friend zone multiple times.
You hit the pain in the friend zone? You only came to the friend zone.
So it's
I
like...
I was bored here. Yeah.
Lou's good this week. Lou's good. More bourbon every week.
Yeah, bring
Lou's on it.
Yeah. So it's like with me growing up, again, I didn't have to really deal with this because I always let the women around me make the first move and the second move sometimes. Like, I was just like, yo, I need that clear green light, sometimes physically. And then after that, then I know it's cool within thing. And yes, there's all like stipulations and shit like that. I'm kind of speaking generally right now.
Mm-hmm. Like two things. Uh-huh. That shit was funny because I had seen, so people don't think like, oh, just speaking from the guy's perspective. I had seen Keke Palmer was like, that nigga lying. That's what she said. And second, this kind of ties into something that I had seen like a couple weeks ago involving Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. There was one, the video where he was taking a picture. He was taking a picture with Drea. And then he asked her, he was like, yo, is it all right if I touch your back while we take a picture? Yeah. And everybody was like, oh, that's how you do it. Consent is sexy. Everybody was going off. The next week, he was in like a, I think it was like a Sprinter or some shit with Meg Thee Stallion and Jordan Woods.
Okay.
And then like, you know, he was doing that shit that Megan does to everybody
driving
else. Yeah, drive the boat. And like, he was trying to do it to her. And then she was like, nah. And everybody was like, oh, get this creepy ass nigga out of here. See, he's like, creepy. She's 20 some. She's 24. He's 33 or 34. Get this creep out of here. I'm like, yo, the nigga, y'all was just saying.
We can't win.
It's really confusing. I'm like, which one is it?
We can't win.
Y'all just was bigging him up because he did that. And now.
He asked, is it okay if I touch your back? Like, I'm not asking everyone that I talk to, hey, is it okay if I touch? Nah.
Because then you're a cornball.
Not doing that. It shouldn't be weird for me to be like, oh, I'm going to touch you in this photo that we're taking together. It's not like I'm not trying to touch your ass.
But then they put him in the creep thing. Like, obviously, he's cool with them if he was in their van.
Yeah.
Right. And he was like, yo, I'm trying to drop the phone. She said no. All right. And he was like, okay.
That tweet. Like, I hated it because, to me, from what I know, what I've gathered information from women, they don't like being told, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What they're doing, right?
Well, no, they do.
No. Like, what I mean is, it's like, I'm talking about off-rip. Oh. Like, unless I know, like, you.
But what, define being told what to do, like, obviously you can't be told, yo, don't do this, don't do that. Like, obviously that's some daddy shit. But.
Right.
Like
some daddy shit.
Some of them like that.
But I'm saying, like, all right. So that statement.
I'm talking about like if you
see
if
that. That's the thing, though.
I'm talking about
like everyone's gonna, different. Different people like different things.
But like, if you take a girl on a date, you're gonna want to tell her where you're going. Not
right?
Like,
No, not that. All right. I'm talking about in this tweet, right? Okay. In this tweet, in this context, where it's like, hey, are you free Saturday or Sunday, right? And in she goes, I'm free. Friday or Saturday, right? And he goes, lock me in for both. That seems controlling and like just like fucked up to me because
like,
it's
for
like
me, it's not respectful of that other
person's time.
Yeah. It's like
what
fuck,
they
fuck
got
whatever
going
you was gonna do on your free time.
Yeah. Exactly. Fuck
but
whatever you gotta do.
I will say that is some shit I would say followed by an LOL. Like I'm not really trying to be locked.
Yeah, as a
time.
Joke.
However, I am showing that I'm that interested.
Yeah, either way.
Right. I
it
feel
works.
Like that's what the women are in the comment section on that were latching on to. Like, oh, look, he's so interested in her that he wants both days. But like, I don't know. It's still just like it's kind of weird. Like, yeah, give me all of your time. Like,
if we can. Like, my thing is.
Context.
The best.
Like, is this their first date? And he's like, yo, I want the first and second date back to back. And he's just like saying that off rip. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Also,
weird. Me and
as
my
a
girl
guy,
definitely did that. But
like, as a
different.
Guy, but that's different. Like, me and my girl too.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey,
it was a spontaneous thing.
Yeah,
I didn't say beforehand.
Yeah, right.
It's
have
the
to.
Next day, it's
let's
like, oh.
go to the first one. Let's see if I like you.
Yeah.
If I want a second one, and then we can go from there. It's kind of like weird, even as a guy, to be like, all right, yo, I see this girl, right? She's attractive. I know nothing about her, so I'm really going straight off of. Physical looks, and it's like, hey, I want you for the whole weekend. I feel weird saying that out
I feel
loud.
Like Future says that a lot.
Yeah.
Where it's just
but
like.
He means it. I want you for the whole weekend.
Yes,
right?
Does.
That's the end.
Right. Out.
He does.
See? That sounds weird and creepy to me. So how could you find that attractive? It's just a real confusing.
Well, I've also noticed that there's a lot of times where like shit that is weird and creepy, they're attracted to, but then it's also weird and creepy and they fuck with it because it is kind of weird and creepy, but then they're attracted to the person that's doing it.
That's
and like,
saying.
I don't understand any of this shit. I don't know how to win.
Yeah, my thing is, you have to latch on to me first before I get into my weird and creepy.
Yeah.
And then because it's me and you're already attracted, you just accept my weird and creepy.
Do you think finances come into play also? Like if it was Michael B. Jordan,
yes,
that's it to a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like a lot of bullshit. Like, oh, look, it's like, oh, this nigga got money. He rich and famous. I'ma just run with that nigga if he says, yo, let's go to such and such. Okay. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Well,
not have anything to do, bitch?
Yeah. No, but
where are your groceries?
Why are your fridge empty? Why ain't got no furniture?
I was kind of more the opposite of that. Like, I was more of like, why is the guy this free? Like, why are you just jumping?
Yeah, nigga, you don't got work.
Yeah. Like, you got nothing else going on this weekend.
Yeah. You ain't got no laundry to do. Nothing. You ain't cleaning the house.
So wait, if she didn't throw that out there, who was he seeing on that other day as well?
That nigga was gonna be at home watching Disney Plus.
That's true.
He was like, yo, shit, Mandalorian now, first two episodes.
That's true. Peace ball.
It's like they just uploaded the Yoda sex tape.
That nigga got fired from McDonald's and everything, man.
No, he got fired from McDowell's.
Oh, McDowell's. Shit.
Now, told you that degree don't help, nigga.
My thing is, I just want women to maybe have like a women's summit, but then I feel like it's not going to go anywhere because when they get there, none of them are going to figure out what they want to eat, and that's what they're just going to try to figure out the whole summit.
Yo, I saw a tweet. What Shorty was saying. Secretly, guys ask.
Wow.
Shit, it was like, secretly, guys ask us what we want to eat because they don't know what we want to eat, what they want to eat. And I'm just like, no, nigga, I know what I want. I'm just being considerate and asking
you
what you
want.
Because
you don't want the same thing.
Yeah. You ain't about to take down this whole plate of ribs with me, Mike.
And then when it comes in, they want a piece.
I want barbecue.
Yeah. Niggas always want a piece.
I don't.
Oh, I'm not hungry. All right, cool. I'm going to go to Dave's Barbecue real quick. Oh, can I get a... No, bitch. I got what I want.
I didn't...
Yeesh.
Triggered.
I'm not talking about my girl. I'm just saying.
All right.
What can I find you, Chris?
Yeah. So anyway, this was episode 70-something.
Do your job this week.
Episode 70-something. As always...
We didn't have titles.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and the Twitters.
It's episode 74, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
At DuckJordan_. And as always... Find me on homebodymerch.com.
Uh-huh.
.com. The best place for you to find all your shit. You want leggings? Homebodymerch.com, nigga. Right.
Not dot biz, .com. Not dot shop, .com.
Not dot ninja, .com.
Not dot.
You don't got a phone case, nigga?
Not dot, .com.
You don't got a mug, nigga?
What?
Shit. You don't got a coaster?
You got mugs? You ain't got a mugs. Ski mask, nigga?
You don't got a
it's
sweater in
your
cold
out here. Yeah. Holiday season.
Oh, you got a ski mask?
Hood niggas. I know you got Robin to do. Do it looking
fly. We'll talk about that off here.
Homebody ski mask, bitch.
But anyway.
We got the homebody Glock 42?
James, nigga, where can they find you?
Jesus Christ.
Making the homebody Glock 40?
No. You got to know where to cut it off, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I stopped at clothing for robberies, not tools for robberies.
We taking it all away, bro.
We're not robberies for robberies.
Chris,
goddamn.
Chris is
you
the
want weapons, homebody merch, dot knife.
I like not that. Dot knife.
That's fire,
let's do it.
Homebody Word. Armory.
Yeah, we're going
like to
talk off air. Oh, Ant coming up the steps.
Homebody Armory.
James, where can the good people find you before you got to let Ant in the studio?
Where can they find me? They can find me at JUST
_.
What is it, Lou?
Nigga, you added an underscore. You made it more complicated.
Yeah.
Nah, it's been an underscore.
JVMES.
Yeah, after the underscore, I'm just like, yo, fuck it. Just type in the Justin. Hopefully it pops up.
Yeah, I typed in Justin. He popped up first. And I was like, all right, cool.
Also, find him on
Just Incredible.
Just James?
Also, that's fire. Also, find him on Five Star Studios, the best studios. With the most stars that
that's
you can
right.
have
yeah.
and Grand Theft Auto.
They're currently having a crossover sale with Homebody
Merch.Knife
and Griselda Groceries. Buy something from all three places. Yeah. You get discounts.
Lou, where could the good people find you?
You can find me always at Instagram and Twitter at Louis the Designer.
L-U-I-S, the best way to spell Louis the Designer.
Nigga, for that, I could have gone.
Somebody go let Ant in, damn it.
She outside filming TikToks.
Yo, we're going to talk about that off air. Marcel, where could they find you?
Find me everywhere at drumfoo, DRUM_FU.
Man.
Nothing complicated. That's it.
And as always,
homebodymerch.com.
.com.
Honorable mention pod at gmail.com.
Wow, my nigga.
Podcast or pod?
Hey, we're looking for guests because, like, I'm tired of talking to these niggas.
Nah,
like, you
bad.
Do something
sick
interesting.
Sick of these niggas.
Talk to Lou.
All right, guys.
I don't want to talk to you.
What's it called?
Bye.
Yeah.